T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for Joe DeCamera alongside John Ritchie, James Seltzer. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Now, if you were watching the beginning of the broadcast Saturday night of the Sixers game, we got a little personal message from Josh Harris. He was interviewed on the broadcast, NBC Sports Philadelphia. And I'm telling you, if there's anyone that is less inspiring when they talk than Josh Harris, you got to tell me who it is, because I can't find anyone. We're going to play this for you. This is Josh Harris Saturday night. He's being interviewed. This is right after like the opening tips, right at the beginning of the game, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Here is his message to you as we watch the Sixers for the first time since March. How do you feel about that, John? You feel excited?
Oh, man.
Pumped
like
up?
We're excited for the season to start.
Are you there in spirit,
We're going to try to bring it. Come on, man.
Well, it sounded like someone who's never watched a basketball game before in his
Ever.
Life.
We're playoff ready. Well, no, not really.
Didn't look that way.
It didn't look that way when the game started. I don't know. When I listen to Josh Harris, I know he's a billionaire. I know he's had amazing success in business leading him to buying all these franchises. I don't know how it's possible. Does that strike you as someone?
No, I'm with you. It's like he's clearly a very smart businessman, but every time I hear him speak, I am like,
I don't know. Maybe he started
possible?
Out with trillions.
So he's actually lost money then.
Oh, man.
I don't know what it is, but it's the least inspiring thing you're going to hear. 215-592-9494, a $25 gift card to Spuntino Woodfire Neapolitan Pizza. Two locations, Northern Liberties and Doylestown. Visit them, SpuntinoWoodfiredPizzeria.com. Give us a great fictional politician. We'll get you in the mix for that. Let's talk to Ryan is in Upper Darby. Hey, Ryan.
Good morning, gentlemen. What's going on?
Hi.
Well, I decided and waited to call you guys because Angelo just wanted to bash Brett Brown this morning, and we're not talking about the most important thing. In an hour and 45 minutes, one time was the Flyers mentioned. They're the hottest team in this city. They're the best chance we have at a championship right now. And you guys want to talk about the Eagles all day, and I just don't understand.
Well, Ryan, that's why the phone line is there, and it's your opportunity to talk about them. I watched the game yesterday. I thought they looked great. We mentioned earlier. John was talking about after the first 8 or 10 minutes, they got going.
The period was terrifying.
It went early. They didn't look great. And they
I thought we were
at the end of it.
Story again.
Well, yeah. And the second period was an absolute explosion. Man, amazing shooting. Just like pinpoint accuracy.
Yeah, that Phil Myers goal was a sniper shot.
It was.
And it's the greatest part about it is we've seen that it's replicable. This is a team that believes there's no doubt in anyone's mind that the Flyers give us the best chance to win a title. I mean, it's right there, and we're seeing it. And you know, another great performance from Carter Hart. We do need to talk about something that my compadre said on Twitter about Carter Hart over
the
weekend. Annoying.
I'll pull it up. The Joe DeCamera, a scouting reporter, Carter Hart. Ryan, give us your fictional politician.
Cam Brady, Will Ferrell in the election.
Ooh, that one's off.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking that one. Ryan, we appreciate it. We'll get you in the mix there. Yeah, so Joe DeCamera, this was his tweet about 19 hours ago as Joe was watching the hockey game. And here's my thing I love about Joe's tweets. I hear them in Joe DeCamera's voice.
Like, more than anyone else I read on Twitter,
yes.
I only hear Joe. I hear Joe saying it, enunciating it the way it's written, like, totally.
There's some people that they tweet, and it's not really the way they talk on the air. It might just be a statement. It might just be a take or opinion. I hear Joe DeCamera when I read his tweet. So this was John, you came in today all fired up about this tweet. Joe yesterday said, this is what he tweeted out. There is a lot to like about Carter Hart, but the thing that impresses me the most is he always seems to be in the right position. He's always square to the shot. He moves without panic on side-to-side passes to prepare for a shot. Sounds simple, but he's critical. Terrific goalie. Terrific.
Say that again. Moves without panic.
Moves without panic.
Side-to-side passes
to prepare for a shot. Sounds simple, but it's critical. Terrific goalie. I agree that Carter Hart is terrific and has a chance to be an outstanding player.
I'm glad he broke it down. I mean, he really...
Side-to-side with the pass.
Yeah. Terrific goalie. He made me understand exactly what makes Carter Hart so good. I've spoken like a guy who's just never, played goalkeeper in any sport.
I don't know. Listen, that breakdown, I feel like you guys got
I'd call
some,
him an expert. Yeah.
I mean, Joey Pucks, he's got some.
Joey Pucks.
He knows what he's talking about there. Carter Hart is really good.
He does play panic-free. That you
he's
know,
calm,
I,
yeah.
I guess
he is very calm. Especially, he belies his age. He does not feel like a 21-year-old kid back then.
Not at all. And we know that he's the reason why, like, this is an era.
Mm-hmm.
We are in an era of Flyers hockey, in large part because of Carter Hart. But also, I mean, the moves that have been made by that front office, augmenting a team that was already good.
They were talented. They were talented. They weren't great. They weren't a good
team.
Yes,
talented.
Yeah. Well, the coach is a big deal, too. They changed. Alain Vigneault is a good coach.
We're deep. We're rounded out. We've got a coach who commands respect and has a team playing, I mean, just at its peak. And I was so worried that wouldn't be sustainable.
Looks like it is.
It's sustainable.
Well, and the other thing to consider yesterday, you know, Carter Hart, you can't ignore his splits this year. He was really good at home. He wasn't so good on the road. And I know we're in a neutral site venue up in Toronto, but it wasn't Philadelphia. Like, the Sixers failed their first test away from us because they were so good all year in front of us, they couldn't win anywhere else.
You think they would have played that lackadaisically?
No, you know why?
In Philadelphia?
Because they would have got booed off
the
court.
There's no way. And that's the point that we were trying to make here on this show to people like DeCamera, who said that the home court advantage was throw it away.
No, it
matters. Doesn't matter. The Sixers had the best record in the NBA at home. They were the worst record in the NBA on the road. The fans keep them accountable. We weren't accountable yesterday.
There's one place on the planet the Sixers have played well over the last 12 months. Wells Fargo Center. One place. And they don't get to play. I'm not saying it's all because of us, but there's something to that. And we saw it again, you know, on Saturday night. But yeah, the Flyers, excellent performance yesterday. Dominic's at Cherry Hill. Hey, Dominic. Dominic, go once, twice with Dominic on hold. And we will talk. You know we got to talk to? Our old buddy, Owen in Glassboro. He now goes by blackgritty.com. Owen?
Man, I'm in these streets. And I'm gonna start off. I'm going to end with the Flyers rant for Philadelphia.
Okay.
But first of all, Harris Trash, he should call me to hype up the team. Every time he wants to get hype, just call me. I'll come stand with him and I'll talk and get him so hyped that he'll actually smile and look like he knows what he's talking about. Also, the President of the United States failed up in business, so I can't believe anybody could become a billionaire in this nation. Mm-hmm. Thirdly, the coach is very important. The quarterback is also very important. And I blame the coach for not changing the team around and waiting the last four games. I blame the coach for keeping a wide receiver on the practice squad because of politics, knowing that he's the better player. He's cooking everybody, and he doesn't get on the field. I would expect my coach to say, look, I need the best players on the field. I don't care what else is going on. So as much as you want to give him credit, there's a lot of things I'm out here digging him for. Mm-hmm. And backup quarterbacks, it depends on the backup quarterback you got, because the league is about starting franchise quarterbacks. And we had a good run. It was a magical run, but it doesn't happen all the time, and they don't grow on trees. Brett Clown is also the issue. You can hear everybody, the announcer saying it, not having the team ready. We don't have a system. We don't know how to stop a pick and roll. We don't know how to run a pick and roll. It is embarrassing. So he's got to go, period, point blank. Lastly, anybody who's listening to my voice, Philadelphia, get into the Flyers, okay? Even if you don't know that much about hockey like myself, I'm out here learning. But it is exciting to see a team out there go full court. Even when you feel nervous at the beginning, like, man, they don't look that great. But Carter Hart, boy, he's my spirit animal. Get on this train right now. Even if you don't watch it, put it on the background and listen to it. You're going to start hearing some intensity. So here's what the announcements were screwing us over a little bit. They were very heavily favored rules. But we're out here in these streets. The Flyers, let's go, Philadelphia. Support somebody because that's all we got right now. Fire!
Yeah.
My president is President Whitmore from Independence Day.
Oh, now we're talking. I almost took that one. That is a great one. Owen, we appreciate it. You know how I know?
I forgot that was his name.
You know how
Bill
I know?
Pullman.
Yes. I always think of it as just Bill Pullman, the president in Independence Day.
Same.
You know how I know sports are back? When Owen calls in talking about Brett Clown. We're back.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a few months. It's been a little while, but sports are officially back when Owen's calling with Brett Clown calls. 215-592-9494. More indispensable to the Eagles. Who could they least afford to lose for a couple weeks this season? I say it's Doug Peterson. John says it is Carson Wentz. I think I'm crazy in this one. Your thoughts? The Sixers disappointed, and I'm disappointed in just the effort from the players. And give us a fictional politician for your chance to win a $25 gift card to Spuntino wood-fired Neapolitan pizza. That's all to come right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And sports are finally back, and I've been taking in all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. You know what I'm most excited about right now? A full slate. Well, close to it, of baseball this week, including, our team coming back right here in Philadelphia. FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook app, and here's why. The app is super easy to use. Whether you're a seasoned bettor or new to wagering, you'll find what you're looking for in just a few taps. And once you win, FanDuel pays you out in as little as 24 hours. Best of all, FanDuel Sports will let you place your first bet risk-free. Just place any bet you want and get up to $500 back. If you don't win, type in FanDuel.com/Giglio to get started. So I know why I'm saying that's FanDuel.com/Giglio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.